Hi, everybody. We're in the laboratory today. Let's start.
Can we ask some questions?
Yes, of course.
What is this?
This is a calculator.
What are these?
These are containers.
What is that?
That is a microscope.
What are those?
Those are test tubes. Do you like doing experiments?
Yes, we do!
That's great! Let's plant flowers today. We need a pot, and here it is. We need seeds, and here they are. What are these?
Small rocks.
Yes, they are small rocks. We also need some water and soil. Let's plant the seeds now. First, put the small rocks in the pot. Then, fill the pot with soil. Next, drop the seeds. After that, shake the pot gently. Then, water the seeds. Finally, put the pot in front of a window. All plants need sunlight to grow. Who wants to do an experiment for us?
I do. I can show you how to make coloured flowers.
That sounds exciting.
Let's learn the materials for this experiment. First, we need white flowers, and here are white flowers. We also need food colouring. We need glass and some water. We need scissors too. These are my scissors. The stems are very long. First, cut them. Then, fill the glass with water. I have got blue, red and yellow food colourings. But I can mix them and get different colours. Mix red and yellow.
Then you get orange.
That's right. Mix blue and yellow.
Then you get green.
Great. Mix blue and red.
Then you get purple.
Perfect.
Let's make purple flowers.
Okay. Add the purple food colouring to the water. Put the flowers in the water.
An hour later,
we have purple flowers.
Well done, Monique. This is a great experiment.
Fantastic. Can I do an experiment too?
Sure, that'd be perfect.
I want to make a volcano.
Sounds interesting. What do we need to make a volcano?
We need a cup, cooking oil, detergent, food colouring, water, vinegar, and baking soda. We need a plastic bottle, a pan, and a tray too. Let's start our experiment. First, put 6 cups of flour and 2 cups of salt in a pan. Then, add 2 cups of water and some cooking oil to make dough. Next, knead the dough on a tray and make a small mountain. Place the plastic bottle in the middle of the dough. After that, colour the dough brown. Fill the bottle with water. Then add some red food colouring and some detergent. Are you ready to see the volcano?
Yes!
Finally, pour vinegar into the bottle.
Wow!
Nice work, Martin!
Amazing!
It is a wonderful show.
Sonic, do you want to do an experiment for us?
Yes, I do. I can make a lava lamp for you. Can Martin help me?
Sure, go on.
Let's take a look at the materials together. We need a glass bottle. We need some vegetable oil too. We need some salt, food colouring, and water. And we need a small torch. To make the lava lamp, fill the bottle with water first. Then add some vegetable oil and food colouring in it. And some salt too. Next, put the cap on the bottle and shake the bottle. After that, take your torch, put it on the table and light it. Finally, put the bottle on the torch and shine it. Here is the lava lamp. Look at the bubbles.
Well done, boys.
What a beautiful lava lamp.
Thank you for all the experiments. You are very good at science.
Thank you, Miss Maple.
We love science.
It's fun.